Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Not just on a football Friday, on an NFC championship game Friday. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Ike!
Johnny Marks, how did you, boy?
Man, I was. It's only been a couple times in my life that I have, as an Eagle fan, very young, 1980, mm-hmm. obviously. A couple times with your teams, 2009, obviously 2017. But like, this is awesome. Like, this is what you want. You're an NFL fan. Your team is the Final Four, playing to get to the Super Bowl. Man, like the last week, I had some nervous energy. I got butterflies today, man. I am ready to go. I am. I'm so ready for this game. And I guess this game, I honestly, like talking about predictions and things like that. I wouldn't be surprised in anything that I saw on Sunday outside of a blowout from either team. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to go. I'm curious to how you're feeling on a Friday. If you feel great, if the confidence level's there, you're anxious. Where are you?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling all those things. I'm like pretty much like everyone else. We've made it through the week. It is Football Friday, and we just have the weekend to get to the game. A little bit over 48 hours. What we got? 49 hours, to be exact.
49ers hours.
Oh, damn, I didn't say that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, this hour doesn't count. This hour doesn't count.
It's 48 hours and 57 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
So
it's not
49 hours.
Yeah,
it is
right.
Not.
Exactly. Whew, thank God, saving us
48 hours plus.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I said this last week. You can't, or I said this earlier in the week, I believe, Monday. You can't take these moments for granted. You don't know when they're going to come back. You just don't. And while we all feel like we got a bright future ahead of us with our young franchise quarterback and the coaching staff and the young players that we have under contract and all of those things, there is no guarantee that you get back to this point where you have an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl in your building. You got to take advantage of these moments. And we as fans, we need to not necessarily be satisfied with where we are right now, but you do have to at least take time to smell the flowers. Like, we spend so much time complaining that the team doesn't do this and this isn't good enough and that isn't good enough. Do we really ever enjoy this football team and the sports journeys, right? And this is different than what the Phillies journey was. The Phillies journey was up and down, fired a manager in the middle of the season, went on a ridiculous winning streak that got them back in the hunt and got everybody to believe. And then you damn near collapsed coming down the stretch and had to get in late in the season, yep. And then went on a wonderful run all the way to game 6 of the World Series. This hasn't been that type of a ride. This hasn't been that type of a ride. And I think since like maybe week 4 or 5, maybe it was after they beat Washington, that we really started believing, okay, this team can do something special this year if they keep this thing going. And they've been able to do it. And Jalen played at an MVP level. And so last week's game, I think it's the Giants. So it's like, oh, we just beat them a couple weeks ago. And it's the New York Giants, a playoff game. And now we got the 49ers in the NFC Championship game, only for the second time. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
These two teams are only meeting for the second time in the postseason. And listen, as a part of four of these things, and we only took advantage of one. to get to the Super Bowl, and as great as it was of having the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, you know what I think about more than the Super Bowl? The conference championship games we lost. I think about those games, and they have more of an impact or lasting impact on me than playing in the Super Bowl and losing to New England. Not because I didn't think we could win the Super Bowl. We should have won that Super Bowl. I think we were the better team. But because of the other opportunities that we wasted, and we didn't take advantage of, and we should have got at least one of them. So I think about Sunday, and I'm like, man, we're back in the conference championship game again, man. 5 years ago we were here. A lot has happened since then.
Man.
A lot has happened since then, and it looked like it took a turn for the worse. But here we are.
It's pretty amazing.
Here we are.
It did look like at the height of the Wentz dysfunction, and then you had to trade him, and it looked like the organization was
far
dysfunctional.
Dug. Yeah.
You realize it's the first time. What I just saw, that going to conference championship games 5 years apart with a different quarterback and head coach combination has never been done before like this. For good reason. Who the hell fires their coach that just went to the championship game and gets rid of their quarterback, and you have new guys 5 years later?
It just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, I mean, it's a really good point. There hasn't been really any downs this year with the Eagles outside of Jalen got hurt.
Yep.
You're worried maybe they were peaking a little bit too early, but more than anything, you're looking for reasons not to believe in the Eagles. As opposed to how they've played, they've given you every reason to believe that they can win this game on Sunday. Not that it's not going to be easy, not that they couldn't lose the game.
Yeah.
But so here's what I've arrived at today.
But they earned the right to be in this position. If this game was in San Francisco, I wouldn't feel as confident.
No.
And San Francisco would be favored.
Yes.
But the game is here. And they earned the right to have it here.
Yep.
By being the number one seed.
Yep. And they really have earned the right for, I think, Eagles fans to at least be like, you know what? Like, let's go win this thing. Yep.
Let's go win this thing. Oh God. How am I gonna get through tomorrow? Today's gonna
That's
be easy
saying.
To get through. Tomorrow's gonna be the one where I'm like, Lord.
Because there's no college football. Sixers, there's no NFL football.
Sixers Joker at 3 o'clock. That'll be your preview.
Oh, that's what I'm doing today.
So you'll be doing. I will not be doing that. Jack, how are you today?
I might have to do that. I didn't even know they were playing tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a little precursor.
Yeah.
Get some bankroll back.
Who doesn't love Saturday afternoon basketball?
It's a matinee. Howdy, partner.
The only thing worse is the late Sunday, like the 6 o'clock Sunday game that they have.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the worst.
Yeah, you think the day is already over. We got the Sixers playing tonight.
And it's 6 o'clock on a Sunday. I'm worried about work the next day. Like, I'm not in a chummy mood to be like, yeah, let's watch some Sixers. Yeah. But I am.
Well, Sunday's going to be Sunday. I can't wait for the pregame. This might be the first time I've looked forward to the pregame show. Did I just say that on the air?
Yes, you did. We're signing you up for another five of them, Mike. 5-year contract extension on the pregame show. Ike Reese.
Well-produced program.
Yep.
I am looking forward to it Sunday because it's going to be fun.
It's going
to
be wild.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And it's at 3 o'clock, so it's right. It's the right amount of time to give you the extra 2 hours to party, but not too late, not like 8 o'clock.
Last week.
Is there a Wings game that can get people in the gates earlier?
How many people did you know that actually did that last weekend? Because I had quite a few.
a few people did.
A lot of guys that I used to have tickets with were there at like 9 o'clock with the Wings ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, you just get a Wings ticket. I'm like, I know, we talked about it on the air. Yeah, yes. So I read the same article you did, the hack to get in. Everybody did. A lot of Wings fans.
Yes, a lot of Wings. And then meanwhile, you look in the building, it's 30 people in there.
Yeah, maybe a couple hundred. 215-592.
Oh, my bad, Wings fans.
94-94. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. We have a Football Friday show with Nick Costos, his picks and analysis on the game, Elliot Short Parks, Ron Jaworski. How about the playmaker?
Let's start tailgating today, man.
Well, let's just start the pregame. Jack, start the pregame show now.
Well, hold on. We got a whole thing of Miller Lite out there. There's some busies for you. We're going to have a good time out here.
All right, let's go. Let's go. You're giving me permission to drink
Friday,
a little
air? Friday's bosses aren't here.
Yeah, Ron's in Arizona. You know,
he's probably on a plane right now, so you wouldn't even know.
Right.
But, yeah, 215-592-9494. Jack, before we get to the phones, early reaction, your predictions. Like, this is the day where you have to leave everything on the field. I'm leaving everything I have on the field today, Ike. That's it. But by 6 o'clock, I'm going to be so exhausted, you're going to need to help me to my car tonight, Jack. But how are you feeling today?
I can't wait. You know, and it's like it's a little sports nerdishy of me, but like seeing what this Eagles offense can do against this Niners defense, like this whole Eagles year for me has been like, wake me up when you play a real team. Because I want to know how great this team is. And I think they're a great team.
Right.
And I think that they are one of the all-time Eagles teams. But going out and beating the Niners on Sunday, like – it cements them. Like, it cements them as an all-time Eagles team. And Jalen having that moment on Sunday where he beats the Niners defense, and people want to talk about, is he in the Burrow Allen Mahomes tier? He gets in there by beating that Niners team on Sunday, puts to bed all the Brock Purdy nonsense, puts to bed, like, every little narrative out there. Jalen gets them to the Super Bowl. He is without a doubt, locked in, franchise, possible top five guy in the sport. Like, it's such an important game from the future of this team, and it's going to be exciting. Start the pregame now. We'll crack some Miller Lights.
All right, let's do it. Before we get to the phones, I heard Albert Breer doing a radio spot from Monday Morning Quarterback, SI.com, and I really, really like Albert. I respect his opinion, and he's get good information. And he said something when he was asked about the game. And he said that he was kind of comparing the teams. And he said, yeah, he goes, you know, the quarterbacks, he's like, I think they're good but not great. And he was talking about Jalen Hurts in the same sentence as Brock Purdy. And I'm kind of like, really? Like, we don't think that Jalen Hurts has elevated his status to – I'm not telling you he's Burrow and Mahomes and those guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. But it feels like to me, as Jack just said, with a win and playing well and a win against the 49ers, he's now put himself in the conversation of going into next year. And we know it's fluid. If you have a bad year, you're now not fifth anymore, you're 10th.
Yeah.
We've seen it with Lamar Jackson. But, like, yeah he's on the radar right now.
And we saw it with Wentz.
And we saw it with Wentz.
Yeah, we saw it with our own quarterback already.
Is he number two in the entire NFL top 100 or something like that?
Yeah, well, he didn't win MVP. He went MVP runner-up. I think he finished third in the voting.
Right.
Yeah.
But if he keeps playing, he probably wins the
MVP.
But
I'm saying he was that year considered one of the best young quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes hadn't even played yet, I don't think. So he was one of the better young quarterbacks. He was only in his second year. I'm just saying it does change, and it changes fast.
Yep, it does.
You got to keep playing that way. So Jalen is there this year. He's going to get paid after this season. And then you get judged by winning. The bar is raised. The bar isn't, he's proved to us that he can throw the ball 50 yards. He doesn't always have to run anymore. He proved to us that he can get us in the play. No, seriously, that's where the bar goes. Like,
yeah, now you have to win 12 games every
year.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, we're not in this for a one-year thing. We want a whole career of it. Like, that's how I used to always say this about Donovan. It's the reason why I give him the utmost respect. He was a franchise quarterback for a decade.
Yep.
Not 2 years, not 3 years, for a decade. That's a true franchise quarterback. Somebody you have that you don't have to worry about a quarterback for a decade. That's what we're looking for. Those guys are hard to find.
Yep.
Those guys are hard to find. But Sunday's game goes a long way to what Jack is saying. There's always going to be those guys out there that have something they can nitpick at. This would be, I think we all would agree, would this not be the best win of his career? Not just because of where the game is being played at. That's obvious, the NFC Championship game. Just think of the quality opponent.
Yeah.
What quality opponent have we beaten that's been this good or better?
Nobody.
And not just this year, last year, the year before.
Yeah, they won 12 straight games, the 49ers, right? Like, this would be a...
This would be the best win on the resume.
Yep. Yep.
This would be the best win on the resume.
This elevates them. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, Ike.
And it's going to elevate them. They'll win Sunday. They're winning Sunday, brother.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy.
Better win Sunday.
Chuck is the leadoff caller on Marks and Reese on a football Friday.
What? I tell you, you go from the outhouse to leading us all, huh? Let's go, Chuck.
Chuck from Mount Airy.
Yo, listen, right? Johnny, I got a message for the fans. I called up Wednesday with all that other bull crap about X and O's. I ain't doing that today. Got a message for the fans, right? We need y'all. It's a Philly thing, baby. But it's more than a Philly thing. We need the South Jersey region. We need Delaware. We need Pottstown. We need Pottsboro. We need Norristown.
Westchester.
Willard Grove, everywhere. to come down there to the stadium on Sunday and make as much noise as you can. I need you to come down there and leave everything in that parking lot and on that field, because they need to feed off our energy, man. You know what I'm saying? This thing is deep. This is what we got here for. This is what we're here for right now. I want you to leave that stadium so hoarse that you got to drink tea in order to get your voice back. You know what I mean? I want you to be so loud that 2 miles from the stadium they hear you. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're here for, man. We ain't got no choice but the Eagles to feed off our energy, man. I sat there, I watched 2002, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I never heard a stadium that loud. I want to go back to that. This is serious, man. This is what we waited for right here. I don't want them coming to our stadium, and I want to be able to hear the plays being called. Listen to me, y'all.
We're listening.
I'm going to say this right now. We waited to get to this point right here. And I want to send San Francisco a message. You think for 1 second you won't come in here and beat us on this field for that NFC Championship game and the right to go to the Super Bowl, you got another thing coming to you. We're going to shove our foot so far up your ass that you're going to get on your charter plane come 6:30 Sunday with your tail tucked between your legs and take your motley crew right to Roni eating asses back to San Francisco where you belong. Because ain't nobody stopping this train. And I mean nobody. This is a locomotive. Eight train. That's Arizona. And only time is going to stop when we hoisted that trophy up. Peace.
Get my neck roll!
Chuck, very emotional.
All right, Chuck, hold on. It's the beginning of the damn show, man. I got to do 4 more hours of this, man. You done set off the whole Delaware Valley with that pregame speech. He got me breathing heavy in here.
Yeah, you can tell Chuck needed oxygen in his last 2 phone calls when he was finished.
I couldn't tell if he needed breath or he was about to cry.
Both.
Man.
He was emotional.
That's passion right there, brother. Yep. That's passion.
He was emotional. That's what we need today, Ike. That is what we need. I'm sure Herb right now is getting ready.
Oh, God.
Can we get a walk-up song for Herb today, Jack?
What would it be? I mean, like.
Hold on. Let me just. If Herb is listening, we don't need a speech, Herb, where it's like you're giving a speech at a class. I need fire and brimstone, man.
We need something. We don't need you to write.
You don't think he has fire and brimstone?
Here we go. Here we go, Eagles.
Come on, man.
Pick six. Bump the touchdown. Fumble touchdown. 1, 2, 3 out. 1, 2, 3 out. 1, 2, 3
That
out.
wasn't a football Friday.
Give me A. Come on, that's Eagles.
That's what I'm saying. Chuck just left everything on the line right there. He left the call exhausted, emotional.
I think we were all exhausted.
Yep. That's what I need from Herb today.
That might, I don't even say it. I'm going to say it might kill Herb if he give us that type of passion.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to hear that kind of passion. Aaron in Mount Airy has that kind of passion. Aaron, how are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
No, A doesn't have that type of passion. What's up, A?
Yeah, no, I don't. Because when I get started, I start cussing. And I love to cuss on the radio. But check this out right quick. Yes. I got something about yesterday, right? It hit me yesterday. With Jack, right? Jack is about to be a dad. And he's closer to 30 than he is to 20. Jack,
yes.
Please stop wearing boxers. Please stop wearing boxers, bro.
Why?
It's time to grow up and put on briefs. You still wear boxers, John?
Briefs.
I don't wear briefs. I wear boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Boxer briefs.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's cool. But not boxers. Like you're 12 years old.
Boxers is teenage college things?
Yes.
And that's kind of what he acts like, Jack.
But here's the thing.
free balling now.
Or you could do that. But listen. Well, you're who Douglas said. But listen. I wholeheartedly believe we are going to blow out the Niners.
Blowout, huh?
Every time I'm on my bike, I don't play on the team, so I don't care about being overconfident. Mm. I'm not a former player, so I don't have that in me. Where's that respect the opponent? Mm-hmm. We're gonna blow the Niners out. We're gonna get the ball first, cause we're not gonna win the toss. So we're gonna take it out behind these hands. We're gonna get the ball first. We're gonna go right down the field. We're gonna catch them on a double move. AJ Brown, we're gonna score a touchdown. You know they're gonna give AJ Brown the ball pretty quick in the game.
That's for sure.
We're gonna score 3 and out. We're going to score again, 3 and out. And before you know, we're going to be up 35-0 in the third quarter. We're blowing the boys out on Sunday.
35 to nothing.
35-0. I'm telling you.
You have started earlier today, haven't you? They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I wholeheartedly believe that. Because I don't have no faith in Brock Purdy. We're going to sack him. We're going to get strip fumbles. And the caller earlier this week said we're going to get a pick six from Darius Slay. We're going to get a pick six from Darius Slay. We're blowing the boys out. Mm. They're going to get 14. But we're going to win 48-14. Thank you.
48-14?
48-14.
Well, I tell you what, A, if we win anywhere close to that, you come down and see me Monday, man, Chickies.
Well, I'm on the road, but I'll be listening.
All right.
48-14.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll buy a round of Miller
I was going to tell you, well, not everybody, but.
Yeah, not everybody, but first 10 people to come or something. Yeah, Chuck kind of sounded like Howard Dean. Remember Howard Dean did that speech when he was running for president? He was going through all the states, and he goes,
I don't know who Howard Dean is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I know who Howard Dean is.
Is that a movie character?
He was running for president. No, he was actually running for president, but Chuck was going through the entire...
He's going through, yeah.
Yeah, he's in Willow Grove, Norristown.
I want to see how many he could name. Like, if it wasn't a serious day like today is,
right?
And that was like a summer call, I want to see where he would have
stopped. How many different neighborhoods he can get through?
Yeah.
He just gave a couple, and then he stopped. But he was saying, like, not just – I guess he thinks that only people from Philadelphia go to the games that are loud. He was calling on the suburban
in
fans.
In Glassboro or
– Right, yeah.
Well, he didn't want to dive deep into South Jersey.
Right.
Swedesboro and
all my hoods.
Yeah, all my places, you know what I mean? Right,
here's Howard Dean.
Mullica Hill, all my places.
Yeah, all your places. Yeah. Yeah, because he doesn't know. He's not familiar with that. He could do the Philly neighborhoods. All right, Yoshi, hang on a second. Uh-oh. We're going to start with you on the other side. 215-592.
Yeah, we got to get ready for Yoshi.
94-94. Marks and Reese, Football Friday.
Let's go.
Lay it on the line. 215-592-9494. Nick Costos, 245. His analysis from a betting standpoint on the game.
Did he pick the Giants last week?
He did not.
I can't remember.
I don't think he did.
What type of Giants fan is he?
I believe what he said was that he was going to live bet the game based on what Hurts looked like early in the game.
Oh, okay.
What a cop-out.
Yeah.
We're going to wait to see what he looks like.
Well, that means he picked the Eagles early.
Exactly. That means he picked the Eagles early.
It didn't take him long to change that.
I heard somebody else say that they want to see – they're going to wait till Mahomes' first drive, and based on how he looks in that first drive, they're going to live bet the game from there.
Yeah. My bets are already in.
Yeah.
I
would just assume that – he's going to be playing effectively. I don't think it's going to slow him down. He's not even limping from it. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go. 215-592-9494. Football Friday. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
It's a silly thing, baby. But it's more than a silly thing. We need the South Jersey region. We need Delaware. We need Pottstown. We need Pottsville. We need Norristown. We
Westchester.
Willisburg, everywhere.
Westchester. We're back, Marks and Reese. Howard Dean, back in the 2004 presidential, he was trying to be the nominee to get the president.
Now I remember.
And that was Chuck.
I do remember that.
We're going to South Carolina. No, he went through every state. Rawr, did that yell. All right, Twitter questions today are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. We'll take some phone calls. Nick Kostos is going to give you his best bets for the weekend. Two really interesting games, both from a football fan standpoint and a betting standpoint. Mm-hmm. Is the first that you were saying this earlier, the first time that both games have been under three-point spreads?
Since 97.
Since 97, wow. Man. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can see all four of these teams winning. I mean, that's how good they are. I think they are the four best teams. They've been the four best teams. If you want to do a top five, obviously Buffalo would be in there as a fifth team. But these have been the four best teams all year long.
Yep.
I mean, since San Francisco got on their roll, they won 12 straight. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they didn't start off like the Eagles did, but essentially – the way they started the season, the Eagles ended the season.
Yep.
So,
by the way, some big extra added motivation.
What you got?
The anthem singer on Sunday is going to be?
No.
Anita Baker.
Oh, Jalen's girl. He requested that.
He probably did. He's like, make sure Anita's there for the NFC Championship game.
Yes, indeed. Anita Baker used to be one of my favorite singers, too. She did back in the 90s. Yeah.
Oh,
I was an Anita Baker fan for sure.
Now, is she doing a halftime show?
By the way, Jalen wasn't even born then. So
he's an old soul.
Yeah, that just lets you know that he does have sort of an old soul to even be a fan of Anita Baker.
Oh, did you think I was going to say Boys to Men?
Yes. That's exactly who I thought you were going to say.
With the guy. With the
yes.
Now, they wouldn't allow Sean Stockman in there. No.
Well, I don't know if they would have asked him if he was a Niner fan. They just know he's from Philadelphia.
Yep. Yeah, they were wise not to invite Boys to Men.
Yeah, Boys to Men was on our sideline when I played one of our championship games.
I bet.
Yeah, they didn't perform, but they were at the game, though.
Jack, any word on the halftime show? Last week it was the local country artist.
Know.
No, you don't know.
Don't know yet.
Cool either. In the Gang? No?
Maybe Meek?
Cool in the Gang. Although that wouldn't be a bad concert.
There was some random bowl game, I don't know how many years ago, and it was like, and playing at halftime, Cool in the Gang. And I'm like, where did that come from? I liked it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Cool in the Gang fan. All right, so we're asking people to lay it on the line. All right, leave everything you have on the field today. Chuck from Mount Airy already did it. Yoshi from Brewerytown, I expect nothing less than that. Yoshi, how are you, buddy?
What's up, John? Big I.
What's up, Yoshi?
Happy Friday. Hey, man. We're going to do this a little bit different today. We're about to go to church on a Friday for the win and so for us on Sunday. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm ready to see my boys come out the tunnel with the fans cheering, with Rocket playing in the background. Can I get a whale? I want to see sacks from my team. Sacks on day team. Touchdown thrown by my quarterback. Day quarterback on his back. My running backs from my team. One in a muck, zigzag, bulldoze with a little Mack truck up and down the field. AJ going off. Slim Reaper showing off. Everybody doing the gritty. Is the congregation with me? I'm ready.
Hey, man. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I got a GLES ready for the contest to show them Ike who's best in the NFC. Let me tell you something. It's been 1,819 days since the best sports feeling of my life. Y'all don't hear me. I'm ready. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Let's go, baby!
Yeah. That's for most of us who may have grown up in a Baptist church. That's how church normally goes, is the Baptist church.
Or if you're familiar with Coming to America.
Yeah. Well, that's a Baptist church, yeah.
No, the
Arsenal Hall, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's where that comes from.
That was funny. That was one of Yoshi's best calls.
By the way, DJ Jazzy Jeff doing the halftime show.
Oh, really? DJ Jazzy Jeff, okay. Hmm. Well, hold on. He's just playing music?
I assume so.
Yeah. I mean, is there going to be dancing and stuff?
I assume so. Yeah. He's not a rapper. So, yeah. Unless he's bringing Will with him, he's just playing music, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, playing music. Maybe he's got
a DJ.
Maybe there's
dancers.
Oh,
it's like going to be a party at halftime, man. There we go.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
We better be winning.
Yeah, what music is he playing, though?
I'm just saying, that scoring right, ain't nobody going to be in no damn party mood.
Nope.
Yeah, they'd be dancing.
Oh, yeah, if it's a nice halftime lead, people will be ready to go. Yeah.
Well, that's probably why Ja Rule and Ashanti got booed off the stage. Were we losing that game at halftime against Tampa? I think we were.
Yeah,
I think we're losing that game. I remember coming out of the locker room at halftime. They were still on stage.
I don't remember, because there was the early lead with the first touchdown.
Yeah, I think by halftime, though, they may have been up, because the Joe Juravicius play happened in the first half.
Yes, it did.
That didn't happen in the second half. They may have been up 14-10, maybe?
It was 17-10 at the half.
17-10, okay.
Still a touchdown lead, but still, it was like, all right, we got them in the second half. And then field goal 20-10, and then it was 20-10 until Eagles driving, and then, of course, the 92-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't want to go through the game. I'm just saying. The fans' mood at halftime, if you're losing, well, that's part of the reason why the halftime act got booed off the field.
You're losing.
Yeah, they're not in a good mood.
2017, probably in a good mood.
Well, they were winning at halftime. Yeah. Winning at halftime. I don't think – yeah, Minnesota didn't score after that first touchdown.
Yeah, it got blown open in the third quarter, but it was a halftime lead.
Yeah, they were winning at halftime.
Let's go to Keith. Keith in Philly. Keith, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you?
All right. First, let me start by saying I'm going to try to start getting on my case, but I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
All right, well, let's hear your analysis.
Let's see how the rest of this call goes.
Yeah, then what do you want?
Hold on.
Well, I'm just asking.
I'm going to give the Eagles their props. Listen.
Okay.
The Eagles are a very good team. All right? They're showing that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I get tired of people saying that Hurts is a great quarterback. I want to say this. He's having a great season. I wouldn't put him as a great quarterback yet, but he's doing great things. I want to see what he do against San Francisco 49ers defense. I think this will be his toughest test. And if the 49ers can – we know the 49ers game plan. Mm. To keep the game close, to give Purdy a chance. And if they can do that, they have a chance of beating the Eagles. But I'm going to say this. the Eagles shocked me this season. I've been a Cowboys fan since the 70s, since Roger Staubach. So I'm not sure what kind of Troy Aikman jump on the bandwagon. And the Eagles shocked me this year. I just want to see what they're going to do against the 49ers defense.
Guess what they're not going to do against the 49ers defense? What Dallas did. They're not going to do what Dallas did against the 49ers defense.
Yeah, they're going to score more.
Yeah.
All right, so give us the final score, Keith. What do you think, man?
I'll give you the final score. Yeah. I think it'll be like 25-23. I'm going to give it to the Eagles, like 25-23.
That hurts you. That's a terrible score, 25-23.
Ooh, boy.
Well, how the hell are we getting to 25? Who's in the background?
I don't know.
By the way, G-Z Jazzy Jeff has done compilation albums with other people, so I'm wondering, will he have artists there to perform those songs?
It would make sense, right?
Yeah.
A couple minute of something here, 2 minutes of something here.
Yes, halftime, normal. It's the normal halftime, right?
Yeah, it can't be all that.
It's not like a Super Bowl halftime you have 30 minutes. No. Yeah, it's a normal halftime. Yeah. So, yeah, he won't be doing concerts, but something to keep the crowd going. It's better than the Frisbee dogs that I've seen out there.
Not a Frisbee dog fan? Jack, you like the Frisbee dogs?
Not the halftime of a football game. No,
not
I'm
an NCAA championship game. No, I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
They usually, when do they bring the kids out? They play during halftime and like ruin the field. That's always the worst. I know it's a
when you
good
get the other flag football for the kids.
Yeah, I know it's a big,
Or it's the little league football teams.
The best is when the Eagles are playing bad and those kids get booed.
It's like Ike was saying that if you're losing,
you're not in a good mood, man.
You don't care about being entertained. You're mad as hell. You gonna win? Yeah, come on out. All right, little kids, we'll cheer for you.
Yeah.
Well.
So we got Anita Baker doing the national
anthem.
That's pretty cool.
DJ Jazzy Jeff doing the halftime show.
Yeah, my wife would be happy about that. My wife's mom, my mother-in-law, went to school with Anita Baker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, from Detroit. Yep. I don't know if they knew each other, but they were in school at the same
Nevertheless,
time.
If they went to school and being from Detroit, that's something that I would bring up quite often.
Anita Baker. Yes.
All right. Do we want Herb this early in the show?
Oh, man.
Can you handle it?
Yeah. Well, he may run out of steam later.
That's a good point. I think he's working tonight. All right. Nick Costos coming up here in mere minutes with his picks on the game. Herb from Northeast Philly. Herbie.
What's up? I just had a big whopper, babe. Down here in Ben Salem. I'm down here coming down to Washington Avenue. Ike Reese, what's happening, boy?
What's up, Herb?
Man, you crazy. Between all your boys, my boy Chuck, that's the best one, man. That's the winner, baby. That's the winner.
That one got
fans all riled up.
Okay,
Let's go. We ain't playing around. This is for Super Bowl 57 to make the appearance and win it all. Let's go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3 and out. 1, 2, 3 and out. Take that ball in. Touchdown, Eagles.
You sound like a cheerleader from Wildcats.
24-0 in halftime.
Your mama says you're ugly. Hey, you're ugly. You're ugly.
We ain't playing. We got a lot of money at stake here. We got a lot of salaries. We got to win.
So, Herb, let me
just. We got a lot of money at stake.
Yeah, that's true. So, Herb, briefly, because we're up against it, what would your game plan be for the Eagles if you were running the offense? What would you do?
Okay, if I'm going to first play, I'm putting 88. I want to see him catch one, a short pass in the flat, take somebody out on the side, and run that about 20 yards. Can he do that for me?
There you go, Ike.
Okay.
Are you going to run and pass the ball on offense?
I'm booing a guard. I want to pull a guard. And 26 right between the tight end and the tackle, man. Right between the tackle,
Herb,
man.
Will you be watching the game?
Outside stretch play.
Everybody wants to know if you'll be watching. Herb, are you watching the game on Sunday?
I don't know yet because the girl, the 32-year-old one, She called up today, and she's looking for something.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
She's looking for something, huh?
She's looking for something. I know.
I know what she's looking for.
And I told her, N-O.
I need to see the package.
Now it's Friday. So anyway, I told you, Ike.
Yeah.
I told you a few. She's black. Ike, I told you.
I saw her.
We know her.
I said you like a little brown sugar in your life. I hear you.
I like that brown sugar, Ike.
That's what you told me. Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
So when she called you on Monday, what was she looking for?
She's looking for money. That's what she's looking for.
Well, then give it up then.
Well, I ain't ready to give it up. I got other things to do. You know?
Okay.
So what does that money get you? Little brown sugar?
It gets me anything I want, boy. Uh-oh. Anything I want.
All right, slow down.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Ooh, that boy almost got a teenager.
So you're not going to be watching the Eagles game because you're going to be with this check?
That's not going to take 3 hours, Herb.
I am working.
All right, Herb.
I am not working. They canceled the shuttle. Canceled the shuttle for Villanova.
All right.
The employees can park in the lot.
All right, Herb. Listen, Herb.
Now, I'm going to give you a little advice. Now, you know you got to pay to play now. You like twice her age. You got to pay to play now, Herb.
But she got a lot out of me.
Oh, okay.
Listen. All right, Herb. Listen. Wait.
I love Cox.
We didn't want to dive into that anymore.
Nick Kostos is ready to go, and he goes on the air at 3 o'clock, so I can't possibly hold him any longer.
Okay, no, that's perfect.
And he's the host of You Better You Bet. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis. Just search You Bet. And Nick is not a generous guy looking for an accommodating female like Herb. He's a sports betting. What's up, Nick? How are you?
What am I not?
I see you're not Herb. You're not shelling out money. You have a fiance. You're good.
But listen, you know, it's always like, but when you're single, it's always like going out on dates and stuff. It's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but sure. Yes, I am engaged. That is accurate. Great to be on with you guys. I don't know what the hell that was I listened to before I came on, but it was entertaining. So.
It was Herb.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it from Herb. I liked Herb more than I liked my team's performance this past Saturday night.
Well,
yeah, that was a tough one last week. Yeah, that was a tough one.
So if I remember correctly, you said you were going to see what Hurts looked like, then you were going to live bet the game. I think that's what you said last week.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah. Hurts, I mean, they look good right from the start, so it was
Yes, that's true. Yeah, the pass to Devontae Smith, I'm like, well, this game's done. Well, it's just over. And then, but I'll give, like, Dable went for it on the 4th and 8, which I thought was so right, because, like, he knew, like, we are done unless we steal possessions and chase points early in the game, and it didn't end up working out, and they got blown out, and it was what it was. The Eagles are a better team. There's nothing else to say. You tip the cap. Giants fans are going to hate Sirianni, but you'd love if he was our coach, and I love Dable. But I thought he coached a great game, and he shoved it in the Giants' face with the Boston Scott touchdown when the game was still theoretically in doubt. And if you're an Eagles fan, you absolutely have to love it. The Giants fan in me hates it. The football fan in me loves it. So, yeah, listen, Eagles fans, you deserve it. You know, you beat our asses, man. It was what it was.
Still was a good season for your boys, though.
It was a good season. It definitely was. And, that's it. And hopefully we can keep it rolling into next year.
And then the 49ers really needed kind of like a gritty win over the Cowboys. And it changed at least some perceptions with the Eagles and the Niners as the Eagles became the favorite in the Super Bowl and a slight favorite in this game. What's your evaluation of the NFC Championship game?
Yeah, I think Philly is like likely to win the game. As far as betting goes, I would take San Francisco +3 if it ever got there, just because I think 3 is probably the right number in the game, and I think Philly's going to win this game. I don't think Philly wins the game in blowout fashion. So that's just my opinion. I don't really feel strongly about it. Like, gun to my head, pick the winner of the game. I would take Philadelphia to win the game. I think they're likely to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I don't love them. Like to cover the spread, but I'll say this to Eagles fans out there. If you want to bet this game and you want to bet your team, like, don't wait. I think this is going to close 3. I think it will close Philly -3. I'm looking at BetMGM right now, guys. The Eagles are still -2.5. Now it's a juice 2.5, meaning you pay more to lay 2.5 with the Eagles right now. But then, like, you win if the Eagles win by 3. So if you're an Eagles fan and you want to bet this game, like, don't wait. Bet the Eagles now. As far as just a couple prop thoughts in this game, where I think there's a clear, and I'm sure, I know you guys, I'm sure you've talked about this just like the entire week, right? Just like the avenues to success on offense for both teams. For Philly, I think it's get the ball down the field to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, you can have this defense, the San Francisco secondary down the field. And Dak, whether it was like throwing interceptions or missing open receivers, like, he was absolutely brutal last week. You would expect Jalen Hurts to play better at home in this game, right? So I think they have major advantages down the field with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I think both of their props are worth looking at. So I think that's Philly's avenue to success. And Nick Sirianni has shown, and I think this is like the ultimate compliment, you know, he'll tailor his offensive game plan based around the strengths and weaknesses of the opposing defense. The two parallels from this year in the regular season, Pittsburgh and Tennessee, two great run-stopping teams. What do the Eagles do? Bomb the ball down the field basically the entire game. My sense is that will be the game plan. And on the flip side, San Francisco's path to success here, like the Giants really couldn't do anything last week because they don't have talent, right? So they didn't have the ability to kind of affect Philly's defense. I know Philly's defense has been a little stingy this year against tight ends. Like, Kittle's also a different beast. So it's like Kittle, Debo, over the middle, Christian McCaffrey, not as much running, but catching the football over the middle of the field. I think that's San Francisco's avenue to success. So if you're looking at prop bets, I'd look at AJ. I'd look at Devontae over receiving yards. Hurts over passing yards. Nothing to do with Goddard. I think Fred Warner maybe takes him out of the game. Miles Sanders unders. I don't think Philly's going to be able to run the ball successfully. I don't think they're going to try to run the ball a ton in the game. And on the flip side for San Francisco, McCaffrey under rushing yards with the calf injury, and give me George Kittle over receiving yards over 46.5.
Just real quick, if you think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, do you bet them now? Is it, you know what I mean? Is it worth the bet right now on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl? Or do you wait till the end of the game?
I think you have to wait because, like, you don't know what you're going to get from Patrick Mahomes. Because if you bet the Eagles now and they play the Chiefs, if you bet Eagles now to win the Super Bowl and they play Kansas City, like, you should wait to bet the Eagles because the Eagles will be underdogs in the game if Mahomes is good. So I think you kind of need to wait just because of the injury status of Mahomes. If not for injury stuff, I'd say probably go for it. But Philly will be favored against Cincinnati and they'll be an underdog against Kansas City if Mahomes looks great in the game and we feel like Mahomes is going to be 100%. So I would say don't bet Philly now. Like, just bet them to win this game if you think they're going to win the Super Bowl, and then we can have a conversation about the Super Bowl when it gets here.
Chiefs-Bengals, quickly, your thoughts on the game?
Live betting game. If you wanted to bet the game pregame, I'd bet Kansas City to win the game -120. I won't run through all the stats, but Mahomes in 2019 played well with the high ankle sprain. He's practiced in full the entire week. Maybe his mobility's compromised. I think it's worth a small bet pregame on Kansas City. This would be over 3 if Mahomes were fully healthy. But, like, if the game starts and Mahomes is looking gimpy, like, Cincinnati's going to beat them. And if Mahomes looks really good to start the game, you got to feel good about Kansas City. So if you like Kansas City, I would bet them small now. And then if the game starts and he looks great, you could bet more if you would like. And if the game starts and he can't move, I would live bet Cincinnati and buy out of your Kansas City bet. So just like a really tough game to handicap. It's kind of similar to Eagles-Giants. Like, until we know what the quarterback in the game is going to look like. Once Hurts looks good, green light go on the Eagles. Once Mahomes looks good, green light go on Kansas City. Or if he looks bad, green light go on the Bengals.
All right, there he is. You going to be out there prior to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting from Phoenix at the BetMGM Sportsbook outside State Farm Stadium Monday the 6th through Friday the 10th. I only know the exact dates because I have to do that read once an hour on the live show.
I hate
doing it. It's written poorly, like all radio copies. It's like, come out and have some fun with us. We'll have loads of great guests. Who talks like this? Who writes the copy at Odyssey?
Not you.
Not me, no. I have to ad-lib it every time, so I'm like, this is terrible.
You're funny. Yo, we'll be out there, so we'll link up, all right?
Yes. Yeah, and hopefully it'll be the 49ers. Wishing you guys, all great listeners, Minimal Sweats, Winnie Betts, the absolute very best of luck. And we'll be back next year, baby. Big Blue, the New York Football Giants.
We'd love to see a bunch of Eagles fans yelling at Nick Costos in Las Vegas. Thank you, Nick. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
How much coffee does he drink?
Probably enough.
My goodness.
Right? Jack didn't like the live bet.
He said no coffee, by the way.
Oh, no coffee.
Yeah, he's not a coffee guy. That's pure energy.
That's pure energy?
Yeah. That's talent. Right?
That is pure degenerate is what that is.
Let's talk about relatable content.
He's the best. Yeah, I mean, I heard somebody else, one of the other kind of professional bettors on the radio had said that they're live betting the Chiefs game. They want to see what Mahomes looks like that first drive. Same thing. And then go from there. I mean, both of these games are, you can pick the Eagles.
There's no clear-cut favorite
in
either one of these games. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yep. It really is. It's great. All right, Elliot's coming up next. Elliot Shore Parks, his thoughts on the game. How does he feel heading into Sunday? Who is he on? And does he trust Jonathan Gannon, his guy? Don't miss all that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you've been watching the NFL playoffs from the sidelines, then there's still time to get in the game with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers, bet this Sunday's conference championship games with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just make sure you use promo code Ike. Well, I'll tell you, here's what I would do with my $150. Because these teams are so evenly matched in both games, I feel safe going with the home teams in both games. So if you want to take your free $150 and lay a bet down, lay it down on either Philadelphia or Kansas City to win minus the points come Sunday. Now, FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to the point spreads to the player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Man, that's why I really like the FanDuel app. A FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So, football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, when you use promo code Ike and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.